What it's for are the next set of water features that are going to be built west of the Roebling Bridge and north of Meering Way. And these features, some of them are similar to the Walnut Street Interactive Fountain in the Cascade that was built in the first phase of the park. But specifically, the series of water features includes water jets that drop from the upper level plaza into pools along Meering Way. And these water jets are water elements that people can walk behind on the lower level. That's an added bit of fun. At the upper level of the plaza, similar to the Walnut Street Interactive Fountain, there'll be a series of pop jets that are programmed and can change, and we'll also have different color LED lights. But what's different in this water plaza from the one over on Walnut Street is it's about three times larger, and it can also be converted into a reflecting pool. Even beyond that, the pool and the fountain can be drained and can form a base for a tent for special events. There's another set of water features, too, that this gift enables us to build, and that is a set of water cascades that will line the Vine Street steps. And these are steps, again, similar to the first phase of Walnut Street, that align with the right-of-way of Vine Street and will bring people from the upper level of the park, which is basically the level of the banks and downtown beyond, down a set of steps lined by waterfalls that brings people down to Meering Way.
When will this newly announced set of fountains and cascades and jets and so forth be finished?
Interestingly enough, they will be finished in May 2015. And our goal is to build this and as much of the rest of the park as we can complete prior to the All-Star Game. And the only limiting factor really is the additional money needed to build the rest of the park and the availability of the land. But again, by May 2015, less than 2 years from now, these water features will be built, and the plaza, in fact, also holds a carousel, and it was announced not long ago we got a gift to build the carousel. So that's all intended to come online May 2015.
So by that date, how much of the park, as we look west towards Paul Brown Stadium, will be finished?
Our intent is to get as much done as we can based on funding, based on transfer of the land to Cincinnati Parks. But we're hoping that we can at least complete the park west of the bridge up to the alignment of Vine Street.
Steve Schuckman is Superintendent of Planning, Design, and Facilities for the Cincinnati Park Board. I'm Steve Hirschberg.